We'd like to say we appreciate that at the song service this morning. We appreciate all of you is able to come today in this service. I know this Father's Day. We'd like to wish all the fathers a happy Father's Day. If I don't do that now, I'll forget it. You don't read with us this morning. We're going to read some out of the book of Acts, the first chapter. First chapter, book of Acts. Already been said this morning, but we appreciate the week, we appreciate the revival we've been in this week, and I appreciate the church very much so. Appreciate you coming back and just being mindful of the Lord, doing that He bids you to do. Now this is very familiar scripture, I know. This morning, now I'm going to read the first verse, and then I'm going to turn over to Luke, the first chapter, and I'm going to read several verses, and then I'm going to come back to Acts to pick up again at the second verse. Just pray for us. Need your prayers. Acts first chapter, the first verse. Says, "The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach." St. Luke, first chapter. I'm going to start with the first verse. "For as much as many have taken in hand to set forth in order a declaration of those things which are most surely believed among us, even as they delivered them unto us, which from the beginning were eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good to me also, having had perfect understanding of all things from the very first, to write unto thee in order, most excellent Theophilus, that thou mightest know the certainty of those things wherein thou hast been instructed." Acts, first chapter, second verse. "Until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, 'Ye have heard of me.' For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power after that ye, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. When he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. Now, that's all I'm going to read this morning. We might be a little bit strange in one sense of the way, but not really. It's the word of the Lord. And it might be this morning that we'd just pray that the Lord would have his way, that we'd be able to get ourselves out of the way. There's hundreds and hundreds of things that's crossed our hearts and our minds this week during the preaching and during the week. And to be honest with you, things that you just think that would stick and wouldn't go away, and that you might have a little forethought maybe of what you was going to preach on. And I felt pretty sure of that when I left here Friday night. I felt fairly sure of it most of the day yesterday. We was eating this morning, getting ready to come this way. The Lord spoke to us. I believe he spoke to us. I've heard him speak to me, hadn't you?
Yeah.
I have. I know when the Lord speaks. He's made himself known. He really has. I'm glad of that. We sang a song that says, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he does, and he will. He will. They some identifiers that comes with knowing the Lord and himself making himself known unto us. I'm going to try my best this morning to get ourselves out of the way. You may think, now this scripture here was written, as the writer said, he said, the former treaties have I made, O Theophilus. And in the book of St. Luke, as he began to write, he was writing some things that had been known and seen of them that ministered the word. And it was unto Theophilus. I won't talk this morning for just a little bit, the Lord being our helper, and I don't know altogether which way we'll go or what we'll do. I've just got a thought. And it's about all I've got, but we'll have to do what we've got. There's some wonderful scripture here. And there's some things that's been left with us. Us. You know, they I believe with all my heart that God had been to pen this word down. Bible says so. As they is moved by the Holy Ghost, they penned it down and they wrote it unto specific people. There's no doubt, not a doubt in my mind. I've always preached and I've always asked a question. People talks about what's coming after a while and all such as this. And I've always asked the question about the word. What did it mean to them? Brethren, it meant something to them. Truth of it is, it was written unto them. So it should. I want to talk this morning just a little bit, my friend, about in touch. In touch. You might think today, you say, well, preacher, I try to stay in touch. You know, families and things have changed. There's no doubt about it. How people go about doing things have changed. Things have changed, my friend, because you can just call somebody and speak to them. It didn't used to be that way. If you wanted to get in touch with somebody, you either had to write them a letter or you had to go see them. One or the other. I believe with all my heart that Jesus wanted, my friend, to leave some things with these disciples. And the Bible says that he communed with them for 40 days. 40 days did he present himself unto his disciples. It doesn't get into no vast detail about what all went on during them 40 days. But brethren, I believe he left with them some things, my friend, and told them that there is going to be a way that they could stay in touch. In touch. Brethren, it don't take a phone line to get in touch with God. It don't take a letter, my friend, to get in touch with God. But what it does take is some bowed down humbleness, brethren, before God today. I thought in our Sunday school this morning, I thought it was wonderful how that some of our elders, my friend, was trying to help that of a younger, trying to lead him, teach him, tell him some things. And I thought I'd speak up, and I said, no, I won't do it, I'll just wait. It's good for all young people, but it's just not good for the young people. Brethren, it's good for us old heads. Glory. Brethren, you want to live a Christian life, you gonna have to stay in touch with the author this morning. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Quit taking things, brethren, in our own hands, but let God help us this morning. I thought it'd be good. It might not be very popular, but I thought it'd be good, brethren, to let you know, young and old, my friend, that the shame, my friend, of falling, that's not the shame. Brethren, the shame of falling is staying there. Is living there. Brethren, if you fall, thank God, repent, get back up and keep going. Yes, sir. Preacher, I failed him. Thank God, he'll forgive you. Glory to God, he'll forgive you this morning. But you're going to have to stay in touch. Did you hear that? Brethren, when I was a kid, when I was being raised, if I had done something wrong, my friend, I did not like being around my father. We didn't have cell phones. Done good to have a party line. But brother, my dad always had some way of knowing that I'd been doing something I wasn't supposed to. Yes, sir. I'm going to tell you something, folks. My dad never did disown me. I done some things. I got in trouble in school. Done some things we wasn't supposed to, about five of us. Left school, done some things, come back to school. We got caught. We got caught. Now I'm going to tell you something. My dad worked second shift. He wasn't normally home on the evenings. When I got back home, he wasn't home this evening. But us boys that got called, all five of us, the principal, he's a pretty smart fella. He said, "You'll come back to school in the morning and we'll tell you what we're going to do. But your father's is going to be with you." Huh? It's Father's Day. I can preach this. In touch. You know why my dad knowed I'd been in something I shouldn't have been? He stayed in touch with me. There's a lot of times, I preached one time, Leroy, about FaceTime at the table. Yeah. Woo! Woo! I didn't sleep a wink, folks. I told my mother, and she said, "You'll have to tell your daddy." She wasn't going to tell him. He didn't get in after midnight. Worked. Yeah. And I told him, I said, "Dad, I said, we got to go schooling in the morning." It wasn't funny. It wasn't funny. I'm talking about being touched. You might think, "Preacher, this ain't got nothing." I got news for you. I got news for you. Brethren, we're not living in a society like that today, for the most part. Yes, sir. He said, "What am I going for?" I said, "The principal said me and you got to go." Yeah. But I did tell him what I'd done. I did. The worst thing in this world, my friend, they could suspend me for the rest of the year. I wouldn't have cared. What I did care about was facing my Father. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. It bothered me. I didn't want to face Him with the news that I had. Yeah. Listen. There's some of you sitting here this morning that don't want to face the Father. But you already know that He knows where you're at. He does. I figured my dad beat me half to death. I really did. And the truth of it is, it might have been better if he had a. But he done some other things. Huh? Yes, sir. Done some other things. I told him, I said, Daddy, I said, I don't know what they going to do. Now, it tore him up. He got real stern. I mean real stern. Brother, we left that principal's office. He looked at me and he said, you going to tell your papa and your grandma? He said, I ain't telling them. Huh? I had a little job down a drugstore on Saturdays. He said, we going to go by there. He said, and you going to talk to Walter, Mr. Mason, and see if you got a job. Well, yeah, I'd rather been beat 10 times. I didn't know all that was going to come up. In touch. Listen. If there's ever been a day, my friend, that mothers and fathers need to be in touch with their children, brethren, it's today. Amen. You need to know. Glory. How they figured out things, I don't know. I don't. God must have been telling them something. Yes, sir. But the shame and the reproach that I brought on my dad, my granddad, and grandmother. Yes. Terrible. Terrible. Brethren, they wasn't no peace around the house for a little while. There's peace that my dad knowed what I'd done, but I didn't like it. I didn't like it, folks. Listen to me. Condemnation sometimes is a thing of the past. Yeah, that's right. I done wrong. I messed up. Brethren, but I'm glad I had a mother and dad that stayed in touch with me. Yes, sir. It could have been 10 times worse, 50 times worse. One of the 5 boys was an adopted boy. And he said, I'm not telling them. He said, I'm not telling them. You know why? He had already been in trouble. He had already been in trouble more than once. And he had already been told he'd get in trouble again. He might not be living there. You hear me? Young man. He told the prince, he said, I ain't telling them. I ain't telling them. He said, I ain't no way that I'm going to tell them. He said, they won't be here. But he had a sister. They got his sister. And they were sure to let his parents know, brethren, what was going on. You hear me this morning? You say, preacher, we've had good preaching all week long. We sure have. I've enjoyed it probably more than most. But I've enjoyed this week. And I appreciate the church to no end. But I'm going to tell you something, church. We've got to stay in touch. Jesus made a point to spend 40 days with his disciples, brethren, before he left here. But he gave them some instruction. Did he not? He gave them some instruction. You know what the instructions was? Go to Jerusalem and wait. Wait. Until you be endued with power from on high. I'm going to tell you something. I've said this an attitude. I'm going to be as honest as I know how to be. Whether you hear a word that the man's preaching, brethren, that Spirit of God knows how to get a hold of you. It knows how to get in touch with you. It knows how to stay in touch with you. All we need to do, my friend, is keep a clear communication between us and the Lord. Preacher, I don't know if I can do that. Yes, you can. Some of you can't because you don't want one. Yes, sir. In touch. In touch. Brethren, years ago, you visited folks, as I said. We used to visit. We visited all mamas and daddies, brothers, sisters, aunts, uncles. Yeah. You know, there's something my grandmother did that I didn't think as much to it, but brethren, it's a lot to her. We'd stay with her sometimes and she'd say, get ready, said, we're going to the cemetery. Yeah. Cemetery. Yeah. She visited. She knows where they was. Danny, listen, she visited them of hers. Yes, sir. And them of her husband's. Yes, sir. She visited them all. Stayed in touch with them. Preacher, I ain't no need in going to no cemetery. I'm not going to argue with you on that. But I'll promise you one thing. Just to be honest with you. They ain't laying out there. But sometimes I like to visit the cemetery. I do. Somebody. Kathy, she visits one pretty quick. Often, I visit it more than she knows I do. But listen, she pays attention to things. She'll come home, she said, there's grass growing around down there. I know what that means. I know what that means. In touch. In touch. In touch. He said, boys, go to Jerusalem. Till you be endued with power from on high. Folks, he knew they wouldn't do one thing until they was. You know what they'd have done? They done it.
Yeah.
They'd have went fishing. Yeah. They did. Didn't they?
Yes, they did.
That's exactly what they'd have done. They'd have went fishing. And folks, I'm going to tell you something. I don't care who you are. My friend, you can get out amongst this nature. And you can hunt and fish and do all you want to. My friend, it don't make you one iota closer to heaven. I had a man tell me one day, he was a preacher's son. Now, I'm going to tell you something. All preacher's sons ain't bad. But they, some of them, my friend, that's absolutely wicked. Preacher, you ought not say that. Yes, they are. They, some of them, my friend, I believe they devise evil because of the position they've been put in. I had a man to tell me one day, he was sitting in the office there, and I knowed him real well. When I got saved, me and him and his brother was like glue. Except when it come to doing some things they wanted to do. You know what I'd do? I'd say, you get out. Find you another way home. Yes, sir. I done it. Knowed him. Been in meeting with him. Yes, sir. Been in the altar with him. You listen. He said, Randy, he said, I get just as much peace on Sunday morning out there on the golf course as I do in church. I said, there's no such thing. I said, your heart ain't where it ought to be and you know it. Preacher, it's a fact. He knowed exactly as a fact. Brethren, God wants to stay in touch with His people. Yes, He does. Now I'm going to tell you something. When you're in touch with the Lord, hear me. When you pick that thing right there up and you begin to read it, you don't see your brother and your sister and what they ought to be doing. You know what you see right there? You see yourself.
Amen.
Brethren, and you see yourself with a relationship with God, and just how is it? Just how is it? How much have we stayed in touch with Him? It's His Word. He is the Word. He is the way. He is the life. In touch. Folks, it takes me and you to stay in touch with Him. He's already on the line. Do you know that? Is that not right? Why do we come to an altar? We believe we can get help. Why do we make us an altar? We believe we need somewhere to pray. Why? Our brother J.O. used to say, ain't nothing wrong, my friend, with going to the altar. He said, but you ought to just lay hold of the horns. Brethren of the altar, you wouldn't have to use it so much. In touch. How many of you like to stay in touch with your family? Most of us do, don't we? Most of us do. Most of us like to call them every now and again, text them. Yeah, I know how it works. We ain't going to go see them. Lord forbid. You say, preacher, why has it changed like that? You tell me. You tell me why it's changed. You tell me how it's changed. And I'll promise you one thing. You never did go to my grandmother's, my friend, and leave there hungry. Brethren, if they wasn't nothing else, there's some biscuits in that stove. And us young'uns know how to pour sugar all over them. Yes, sir. There ain't nothing no better than old sugar biscuit. Huh? Listen. You know why Grandma kept food in the oven? She was looking for somebody. Huh? She was looking for somebody to pass by. Yeah. Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! Brethren, God wants to stay in touch with us. More so, He wants us to stay in touch with Him. Yes, sir. Why is He always ready? Huh? Wait. Just wait. Just wait for somebody to pass by. He said, when you are endued with power from on high, He said, then shall ye be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. How about it? We've been empowered. Preacher, I wouldn't say that. I would. We've been empowered with power from on high. Peter, before the cock crows, you'll deny me thrice. Yes, sir. Peter, get behind me. Satan, ain't that what he said? Get behind me, Satan. Peter was a problem, wasn't he? No. Peter didn't understand. And to just rehash what Stephen preached this week, at this point in time, my friend, God had not been revealed unto Peter. Preacher, he walked with him. Didn't matter. Peter, lovest thou me? Y'all know it. Peter, lovest thou me? Peter, lovest thou me? Feed my lambs, feed my sheep, feed my sheep. Lord, you know I love you. With all that's within me, my friend, you can try to serve the Lord, but it takes more than that. If you really worship Him and you really come to know Him, you know where the connection is? It's through the Spirit. By the Spirit. That not right? You go to the second chapter of the book of Acts and you tell me, my friend, what happened to Peter. Peter! Lord didn't ask him, did He love him? He didn't tell him to get behind Him. My friend, He said, thank God Peter preached the Word of God to him. Why, preacher? Because he come down out of heaven. Amen. Yes, sir. Sat upon each one of them as cloven tongues of fire. There's 120 in the upper room. I've said it many a time. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there. Why, preacher? She needed something. Something she didn't have. Why, preacher, she was the mother of Jesus. She still didn't have it. Huh? She didn't have it. Folks, it's a shame. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's a shame, my friend, to live in a community, be raised in a church like you are, and my friend, and not know God this morning. But there's some. Preacher, I don't believe it. Just look around. There's some. Man the other day talked to me a little bit, and he's talking about Jerusalem. He said, I just can't wait till it all gets built. This and that and other, and I let him talk his whole spiel. I told him, this is what the Lord told me to tell him, this is what I told him. I didn't talk about the temple. I didn't talk about a lot of other things. I said, you go and read in Paul, and he said, it's not a Jew that's one outwardly, but it is a Jew that is one inwardly. Brother, that happens on the day of Pentecost. It changed from an outward to an inward. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You go and read it. You can read it. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Read it all. You can read it, my friend. He told them natural things, but they had spiritual outcomes. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. He said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Look. Yeah. You can look over yonder east all you want to. Yes, sir. You can wait till they get the walls built. You can wait till the water starts running out from under the altar, if it ever does. But I'm going to be honest with you. If you ain't been born again, if you ain't got the Spirit of God about you, folks, you're not one of His. Therefore, you have no means whereby you can stay in touch. Do you know that? Stay in touch. You can stay in touch with the Lord. It don't take long. Do you know it don't take the Lord that much to save you? That quick. Preacher, I've been around this in the altar for hours. I have too. It wasn't the Lord's fault. If you've got no peace about you this morning, it ain't God's fault. Absolutely the opposite. It's what you're doing. It's what you believe in. It's what you're thinking. Yes, we live in a world. We live in an equal world. And I can tell you one thing, that the Lord God Almighty believes in equality. He does. In touch. He wanted to be sure them disciples had a way of communication. He wanted to be sure that they could stay in touch with Him. Yes, sir. He is leaving. He told them many a time, but he told them, he said, I'm the light of the world. He said, but I go away. I go away. He said, then ye are the light of the world. Ye, the church of the living God, Brethren, it's what he's instituted today. Spiritually. Preacher, I don't understand that. I didn't either. I didn't understand, my friend, how a man could preach. Brethren, and something get a hold of my heart, and I just didn't understand what it was. I didn't understand that. When I didn't know a word he preached. When I didn't know nothing that he said. Listen. But that Spirit of God finger around that heart. Yes, sir. Finger around that heart. In touch. You want to stay in touch with the Lord this morning? I know it might have been a little crazy in one sense of the way. And you might think, well, preacher, in touch. There's not a one of us here that's ever been born again. Brethren, that ever has any peace or joy or righteousness or the Holy Ghost, except we have the Holy Ghost. That's where our peace comes from. That's where our communication comes from. I do believe that God wanted to stay in touch with man. Don't you? The truth of it is, he spent all them years trying to keep things in close enough effect to where one day he could reconcile mankind. Yes, sir. And he wanted to reconcile him without him sending his son, but he couldn't find no other way. None. Zero. You're here this morning. And you say, preacher, I can live just as good. I've had so many people tell me this. COVID come along, it give a lot of folks an excuse. And they're still running on the excuse. Really? Well, preacher, I can live just as good at home. I got something to tell you. And I don't believe it's just me. But I sat at home. I did. Church shut down. I turned on that TV. I listened to some of my bestest preachers. I did. I heard some good messages. And I'm going to tell you something. When I turned that thing off, my friend, something's still lacking. For me. Something is just still lacking. I appreciate the messages. I do. I appreciate them. But I'm one of them homeboys. I need to be sitting there. You know what I mean? I need to be sitting there. Lord might want me to do something. Preacher, I've shouted in my house. I've shouted in my building. I've shouted in my church and my truck. Yes, sir. And I've shouted elsewhere. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, well, he'll be with you anywhere. I believe that. We sang a song, Anywhere is Home, as long as my Jesus is there. I believe that. Don't get me wrong. But I'm going to tell you something, folks. You missed something not coming to the house of God. It was set aside for a purpose. Yes, it was. Set aside for a purpose. In touch. He wants us to be in touch. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Had a man tell me one day, and I'll bring my remarks to a close. He said, Randy, he said, I'm not coming to church and be a hypocrite. Y'all ever heard that? Yeah. The real truth of it is, and I told him, I said, well, the fact of the matter of it is, if you'd come to the house of God, get your heart right, you wouldn't be a hypocrite. Is that not right? You don't have to come be a hypocrite. But they won't come because they're afraid of what's going to happen. And they don't want to repent right now. I'll just be honest with you. Don't want to repent right now. In touch. In touch. I don't know how it is with you. I'd give up the church. I'd give up this church first time. I had no clue in this world. None. Zero. Where I was going. Preacher, was you going somewhere? Well, I felt like I was. I just didn't know where. Hadn't been gone long. I mean, 3 or 4 days. Something like that. Kathy and the kids had left and they had went somewhere. I forgot where it was. And I was walking through my house and the Lord said, pray. You know what I done? I just got down, started praying. I didn't know what I was praying for, but I was going to pray. You say, preacher, I don't believe that. Well, the truth of it is, you don't know what you pray for either. If you really pray, when you pray earnestly, my friend, you don't know what's going on. Read that book and see if it don't tell you. Well, preacher, I know I get things on my heart. We all do. But if you really pray, even in those times, my friend, you'll listen to the Spirit. You'll listen to the Spirit. I got up from prayer, and I kid you not, I walked 2 steps. The phone rung, and I picked it up. I was right there at it. Hello? Brother Randy, you need to come down and preach for us in the morning. Huh? In the morning. Preacher, it don't happen that fast. Sometimes. Sometimes, Danny. Sometimes you get the answer why you're praying. Do you know that? Sometimes. Then sometimes you pray and you pray and you pray and you pray and you get to wondering. Is it going to happen? I wonder how that old servant of Elijah felt. When Elijah prayed the first time, he said, you go out there and look. Yeah. Go out there and look. You know what Elijah was doing? He was getting in touch with God. Was he not? He come back and he said, I don't see a thing. Nothing. Oh, Elijah, what did he do? Prayed again. Second time he went out, he didn't see a thing. Nothing. I see nothing. Third time he went out, nothing. Fourth time he went out, nothing. Most of us Baptists done quit and went home. True. Fifth time he went out, come back, he said, there's nothing. Sixth time, I don't see a thing. Seventh time, He come back and he said, I see a cloud like unto a man's hand. Huh? Touch with God this morning. Today. Next week. Brethren, when you get on your knees, I believe this. I pray. When I pray, my friend, I believe God's going to hear me. Don't you? I really do. Be foolish to pray in Him. You think Him not listening. Wouldn't it?
Amen.
Folks, I'm going to tell you something. He don't get on far enough journey to hear where He can't hear you. Yeah.
Amen.
He knows you. In touch. In touch. Been a wonderful week. Oh, it's been a wonderful week. It really has. It's been good for the church. Been good for us all. But folks, it's sort of like I told them in Sunday school this morning. I'll go ahead and tell you. Jeff said something. Cody said something about the revival. He said, we might not have seen what we'd like to have seen, and that's true. But Jeff spoke up and he said, well, the seed's been planted. And I told them in Sunday school, I said, yeah. But then it takes something for that seed to come up. Church, that's where we come in. That's where we come in. You can't just lay by. You can't do it. In touch. I believe the Lord would like for us to stay in touch. Don't you? In touch with Him. He's give us all the provisions. He's give us all the tools. He has. All He wants us to do, folks, is to stay in touch with Him. While they get a verse of a song, you stand to your feet. I don't know your heart this morning. I appreciate what I've heard, what I've seen, and what I've felt throughout this week. You may think this morning, well, the revival's over. We can just relax. But I want you to know that the Lord wants us to stay in touch with Him. With Him. Stay in communication. I had people, when I left the job that I was on, first and second, all them folks around Bose Pallets over there where I was general manager, every one of them said, now you come back and see us. I said, well, I probably will. I sort of left it like that. Been nearly 3 years. I ain't been over there. I hadn't stopped in. I think about them every now and again. But the truth of it is, I'd just soon let it lay just like it is.
Amen.
Really. I've not stayed in touch with them. Truth of it is, I've had no reason to stay in touch with them. I've talked to one or two of them. Very seldom. Huh? Good to hear from them. All such as that. But when the Lord left here, He didn't want to leave. He said, I'll not leave you comfortless. That's what He said. The only comfort that them disciples and apostles had was when He was in their midst. And they was following Him. They followed Him by sight, by the way. But He said, I'm leaving. He said, I pray the Father, and the Father will send you a comforter. In other words, what He was saying is, I've got You're going to have a way to stay in touch.
Amen.
In touch. If you're not in touch with the Lord this morning, then you can be. I believe that. I'm not going to tell you it won't cost you anything. It's just going to cost everything you got. If you really get it. If you really get it. Don't be a sooner. Won't drop by just every now and again. But let's stay in touch with the Lord. Because He really wants us to be in touch with Him. He really does. He desires it. That's the reason He left the way. While we sang.